This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, I like to refer to this show, Superdon, occasionally as the United States of Health Talk Radio. But, I don't mean to offend our neighbors to the north. Could we be that you like the Canadian states or the Canadian provinces of health talk radio too? We got a lot of listeners in Canada, Super D.
And with the internet that we've got going on here with YouTube and all that stuff like that, we're no longer restricted to the United States, so we could be global. It could be the world of health talk radio.
Yeah, I do delineate sometimes. I'll say the United States and world of health talk radio, but I'm not a globalist. So, it frightens me when I say that. Oh. I'm like, oh, no, they're going to think he's a globalist. No, it means we have an outreach that reaches beyond borders. That's okay.
The one world order of health talk radio.
There you go. That's right. You know what? The conspiracies are flying wild now. Now that we have Russian spies in the chat room and everything else that's going on. Welcome, everybody. Our first day of the broadcast week. Excited to have you on board with us here. And we've got a lot to discuss. I mentioned Canada, our neighbors to the north. And we love our Canadian listeners. I love going up to Canada each week. In fact, I would say each week, 6 days a week. I go up usually once a year for the Total Health Conference. And I'm still, if they'll let me in, I'm planning to go back. I believe it's in April, right? Or in May. Is it April or May? It's coming up. It's in the show notes, upcoming events. And when I speak to our friends from Canada up there, and they've invited me back now three or four years in a row, so I must be okay, right? Because they're very nice up there, and they only invite nice people to come to Canada. So I look at the trust in government. There they have, I think, an overt or outward environmental bent a little stronger than here in the United States. Overt. I'm not saying that people in America, United States, because they're also North Americans. I get that. Oh, hush, cat. My cat's locked in the studio with me, so we're going to hear some. Speaking of pets. But the United States here, we have an EPA. We have an Environmental Protection Agency. And we're coming to the harsh conclusions, although I've come to this conclusion long ago, that the EPA, like most regulatory agencies on a federal level, centralized bureaucracy, are captured by industry. And now we have evidence that in Canada, they also have the same problem. They have something called Health Canada. Health Canada is like, they're as bad or sometimes worse than the FDA when it comes to attacking natural medicines, as opposed to, of course, supporting the inflows and inroads of big pharma everywhere they can go up there as well. Granted, there's not as many people up there in Canada, but they're still valuable enough to the pharmaceutical industrial complex that they've invested heavily in making sure there's also a revolving door between Health Canada and, well, big pharma. So what do we have about Bayer and Monsanto that Health Canada likes? Well, apparently they love glyphosate. That's right. Despite the realities of this latest court ruling out in the west coast of Canada, California. I'm so confused about geography right now. I got to go back to school. But this big ruling. In addition to the World Health Organization and subsidiaries acknowledging that glyphosate is a probable cause of cancer, Health Canada has just upheld its decision to keep glyphosate products on the market. That's right. Roundup Ready Canada. Yeah. Yahoo. I'm going to have to bring extra detoxification with me when I go up north, if they let me in. This is not a good thing, Canadians. And some of you are waking to the reality, like we have reality here in America. It's not much different. Yes, our systems of governance are different. But in reality, when you have strong centralized bureaucracies, call your government whatever you want, it's a bureaucratic oligarchy, and they rule. Yeah, look at how much the people rule Health Canada any more than the people rule FDA here in the United States. Now, we have a 10th Amendment in the United States that says that which is not constitutionally empowered or enumerated for the federal government to do belongs to the states or the people, respectively. But other than weed, there's a lot of good work happening by the 10th Amendment Center, and we're covering that as much as we can here as well, how the states are pushing back on unconstitutional federal mandates or prohibitions. But one of the nastiest ones I've talked about last week with Del Bigtree on Highwire was the Real ID 2020. Which Real ID 2005, but by 2020, October, it's supposed to fully come into a force. And if you don't have biometric data, social security numbers, it'll tie to everything. HHS and your health medical records and vaccine status. That's what's coming. But what is it about Health Canada that says glyphosate is good for Canadians? When even the global World Health Organization and some of its subsidiaries have said, it's not good, it's a probable carcinogen. Super Don, what can we do? Because you work with Canadians every Saturday on your show, do you not? The Canucks up there?
I do, yeah. We talk about stuff going on in Canada.
Did they know about this glyphosate ruling? Are they upset? They didn't even know?
Yeah, no. This did not come up on the last show. So why did they do to come to that conclusion? Why are they excited about glyphosate and spraying it on each other and having
glyphosate
parties
up north? They say there's no reason to believe the scientific evidence. which scientific evidence? I mean, the people in Canada are bringing up, and rightly so, the conflicts of interest with the so-called self-reported science by Monsanto, now Bayer. In the court case, you found out all of the cover-ups surrounding that. And they said, oh, that's not relevant.
Well, it's interesting when you read the article here. Let me see if I can find the first thing that made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Is they're talking about that the accusations against glyphosate were largely based on the documents filed in the lawsuit that just happened not too terribly long ago, right?
Right.
Where they had the settlement against them on the groundskeeper that got
prior to the lawsuit, you already had the WHO acknowledged.
Well, that's true, but I don't think that those guys were considered a pest regulatory management agency.
Oh, okay.
And this according to Canada, they say that no pest regulatory management agencies in the world have said that glyphosate causes cancer. So I guess if you're not a pest regulatory management agency, then your science doesn't count.
It's kind of like
the other thing that they said.
Parents observing kids getting vaccinated and descending into autism or worse.
Yes, is that the evidence that was used that said that cancer was a result of using glyphosate was based on reviews of studies, whereas Health Canada used the actual studies themselves.
If you don't review the study you're looking at, what are you doing?
This is a bunch of mumbo jumbo is what it is. Basically, in Canada, they did the same thing that they do here in the United States, where, you know, when you show them science, they go, oh, no, that's not the right science. Our science is the right science. Our science says that glyphosate, you can swim in it, and you can gargle with it, and it's safe. You can drink a gallon of it and be okay.
To your point, Super D, they said they had their own 20 scientists that were not part of the original review look at this matter.
Right.
And I think that if Canadians would find out who these 20 scientists are, bring them a glass of glyphosate, Roundup or whatever, if they want a cocktail, mix it up for them and say, here, this is how safe it is. You drink it.
It's like that guy. It's like that guy that was doing the interview with the French journalist, right? Mm-hmm. And got it, man, probably one of the most awesome videos I've ever seen on this topic, ever.
Yeah.
Where the guy's sitting there in the chair, he's like, yeah, you can drink a quart of it and it won't hurt you. And the guy's like, oh, well, I got some glyphosate here. You want to drink some glyphosate? The guy says, no, I'm not stupid.
I'm not stupid. Well, right? The Canadians are stupid if they stand for this. I won't say stupid. I mean, that's the wrong word, but I'm sure you're frustrated up there, those of you in Canada that know about this, but you recognize your government has been purchased, it's been captured by Monsanto, now Bayer, as most governments of the world have been purchased by. And, you know, the court case in California was a stunning win. It was like, honestly, when I talked with Jeffrey Smith last week about it, I said there was a God intervention in that study. Because the first two or three lawyers had strange happenstances that they couldn't take part, and it was like the backup attorney took over, and this guy was inspired from another realm, and what he was able to reveal and do was amazing. Now, I'm not picking on Canada. I just want y'all to know that don't be too proud of your government, because governments, as we know, are a necessary evil, perhaps, but left to their whims to sell out the people of any given country, people have been very vulnerable to being influenced by money and power, true in Canada, true in the United States. As with this disastrous environmental edict by Health Canada, we should change their name to Toxic Canada. Toxic Health Canada. Because how else can you say, yeah, glyphosate is good. It's not cancer-causing. So now back in the United States, we've got the new analysis raising questions about EPA's classification on glyphosate weed killer. A researcher says the EPA has disregarded substantial evidence that the popular herbicide is linked to cancer. Again, it's not unique to Canada. We're having the same issues here in the United States. Now, I'd like to say stop buying it. And for a large swath of you listening, maybe all of you listening don't buy the stuff, but you may live in gated communities or in apartment complexes that you're not necessarily in control of what is being sprayed, and they are spraying this stuff until you wake up everybody in your environment, in your community, to put a stop to it. Start locally. Start passing little limited ordinances, and I don't know, again, in Canada if you can do this, but in the States we've seen that happen. Until you have something like the Deny Americans the Right to Know Act, like the DARK Act, where the feds unconstitutionally banish the states from the ability to make labeling regulations about things that are sold in their state. Where's the pushback on that? Did they just give up? I think like Maine gave up. They said, oh, well, the DARK Act has now overruled them. I would say push back. When they don't have the authority, say no. Nullify them into non-existence. Again, Canada, you tell me what y'all can do or are doing about it by the time I get up to see you at Total Health in April. I want to know. You've got a good plan going on there. All right, we got a lot more healing to go, especially for pregnant women and flu.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com, the online doctor's office.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, I don't know why we don't just kind of roll over and acquiesce to the authorities on pregnancy edicts, right? All pregnant women should have flu shots, right? I mean, doesn't that just make sense? I mean, throughout history, women have been getting flu shots. For as long as women have been pregnant or getting pregnant, there have been flu shots because the CDC's been around for thousands and thousands of years. Isn't that right, Super Don?
And on the eighth day...
Right.
God, that's not how it works.
Like, dude, this is just crazy talk. And, you know, I'd almost want to... You know, there's so many themes I want to play for this one. And Super Don, you were actually the PhD genius because I read this through. I missed that paragraph. I kind of... jump right over it, the money shot of this of this story, and I want to get into that with you. And
okay,
mom to be's flu can harm her unborn baby. Okay, yeah. So it's a story about, my gosh, you have just got to get the flu shot. This was original. Oh, this is published on WebMD. You got to get a flu shot because why? Well, here's their. Their fear-mongering. If you were to get the flu, you're likely to have some form of a birth defect. In this case, they're primarily focused on low birth weight. Am I right there, Super D? You read this a fine-tooth.
Yeah. Thing, yeah. Right? So you're likely to deliver a preterm infant with low birth weight and a low Apgar score, you know, which is the thing when the baby's born, they check the, you know, things to make sure that everything looks well. So
right. So, yeah. No mention of what's in a flu shot, right? Doesn't matter. Should it have mercury? Should it not? There's no concern at WebMD that published this article. But they bring up this idea that if you get the flu and you're pregnant, you'll have a low birth weight baby, you know, or other complications of having a preterm, right, a premature baby. So going through this like Super Don did, and I have to give you all the props in the world, my brother, it wasn't about necessarily getting the flu. There was some other element here. And you had to read further down into it. Now, in 2009, pregnant women who were admitted to an intensive care unit for flu were more likely to deliver preterm infants, low birth weight infants, and infants with low Apgar scores compared with women who didn't come down with influenza. Okay? So here they talk about going into the ICU for flu. Yeah, that's not a good thing. We would all argue that, let's try to avoid that. But they compared it, according to this paragraph, with people who didn't come down with influenza at all. Okay? So there's something missing here. And the next paragraph, I believe, reveals it. Women who are as women with the flu who were not hospitalized or who were hospitalized but not admitted to the intensive care unit, the ICU, they didn't have significantly higher risk for any of the complications studied. Now, this was reported in the journal Birth Defects Research. Dr. Rahul Gupta, Chief Medical and Health Officer at the March of Dimes. And it's all about promoting flu shots for women who are pregnant. Now, Super Don, do you want to reveal or do you want me to go keep going? Because we've got a couple of minutes here.
Well, You've more or less, I kind of revealed it, but it's the way that they word this, and
that's
if you're not really paying attention,
you
can completely miss this thing. Where in 90% of this article is all about you need to get the flu shot because the flu is bad, and if you get the flu, then, you know, it can hurt the baby, yada, yada, yada. But basically what it boils down to is this. Woman is pregnant, gets flu, if she goes to the ICU, she ends up having a higher rate of preterm birth and low birth weight. If mom is pregnant, gets flu, doesn't go to the ICU, she doesn't have that problem. So here you've got this article pushing the flu shot,
right,
when in reality, if you look at the data, the problem isn't with the flu. The problem is with the ICU.
Yeah.
It was the women who ended up in ICU that were having this problem.
So
you have to ask why. What's going on in the ICU? Right?
I purposefully understated it just so the impact would be bigger, especially if you brought it out.
This is a total propaganda piece once you see the facts in the data.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with whether they get a flu shot or not.
In pregnancy, it's not the flu, it's the ICU.
What's going on at the ICU?
What are they doing?
That's the question.
Massive drug therapies? What else are they in? What are they doing is the question that would create the preterm low birth weight birth defect baby. Folks, they are lying to you about the flu shot. Don't fall for it. Thank you, Super D, for reading this one so well. Made it very clear for everybody. All right, we got a lot more healing to go. We got a question of the day about strep infections next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat, from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
Jake Patterson, the man accused of killing two people and kidnapping a 13-year-old girl in Barron County, Wisconsin, made his initial court appearance. Patterson appeared via video monitoring through the jail, and a judge issued a $5 million cash bond. Patterson is also not to have any contact with the victim. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was down 86 points. The close at 23909. S&P and NASDAQ were also down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's happening. We're live, and we're also simulcasting on YouTube while we're still able to. We're grateful for that. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, as well as in the archives, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN. GCNLive.com. Thank you all for being here. Super Don, making it sound good. We got Eric on the board tonight. We got Dr. Bitar joining us for some advanced medicine. We got the Advanced Medicine Conference coming up. It's Memorial Day weekend. And it'll be the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day in Pasadena, Los Angeles, California. Plan your family weekend trip accordingly. We'll get you some more information on that next hour. Super D, we got ongoing events, including the Fasting Summit. It is launched today.
It is. Today was day number one, and if you had signed up, you would have been able to watch the four presentations that are available to you. Two of them by Dr. David Jockers about research-based benefits of fasting, common intermittent fasting myths. Pete Sulak has a presentation on the fasting to build resilience to stress. And Isaac Jones did a presentation on fasting for a high-performance lifestyle. Now, it's not too late. If you want to register for this, you can. Just go over to robertscottbell.com. There's a couple of really big banners there that you can just go in, sign up for free, and you will have access to these three or these four presentations for the next 14 hours. But then they'll be gone, and then we'll all be on to day two. And if you hang out long enough, I think on day seven you'll get to hear Robert Scott Bell doing his presentation as well.
On the seventh day, RSB did his presentation. So
that's right. That's right. So head on over and sign up.
We got to remind you also, Dr. Marlene Siegel, who was on yesterday's show, reminding you about the Evolve Health Expo in Tampa Bay area. And that's coming up the last Saturday and Sunday of January of this month in 2019, if those of you listen live. And a special $50 discount, which may be expiring today. You better get on it and call that phone number that's in the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And take advantage of that offer and that opportunity. You're going to be able to try a lot of cool things. I'll be there presenting and interacting with you, as well as doing some live radio. So, any other announcements that we need to make?
I think that's good for now.
Okay, well, help me navigate, because somebody wants to know something.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time. This one's coming from John. John says, hey, Robert, my five-year-old daughter was just diagnosed with strep. That's short for streptococcus bacterial infection. Okay, so it's not a virus, it's a bacteria. What is the best way to treat it naturally without antibiotics? Is it silver? If so, how much for how long? Thank you, John. All right. Now, I don't want to make light of a strep infection, or any infection for that matter, but your body, your daughter's body has a way to overcome it. It's called an immune system. Now, I'm not saying do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. And strep bacteria, if left unchecked in a body that is ravaged and weakened due to any number of things, and I don't know the medical history of your daughter, and I'm not making this a medical advice segment, just giving you information from which you can make a better, fully informed decision, or more fully informed decision. I will tell you this story. When my son was, I don't know if he was 6, 7, 8, or 9, somewhere in that range, he bit his fingernails, and occasionally would get cuticle infections. He even had a cuticle infection on his toe. And it was clearly a strep infection, because at the time we saw it, there are these things they call striations. You could see visually if it starts to move up from your extremities. And you could actually see a little bit of discoloration, like lines going up. And you're like, whoa, that could be dangerous. That means it's really spreading fast. Now, did I resort to antibiotics of the pharmaceutical variety? No. Was I willing to, if I felt it necessary? My wife and I talked about it. We said, you know what? We're watching this closely, because there are places where if you don't know how to get on top of this thing and it gets out of hand, that's where, yes, I know some of you are going to hate me for saying it, there may be a role for modern medicine to play. Bertrand, did you hear what I just said? Pretend I didn't.
I'm leaving.
That. Okay, bye. Yes, he's going on strike. So that's the pragmatism with which I raise my children. Now, fortunately, even in the midst of this, I didn't have to resort to the antibiotic. But it's you know, again, that's where it's nice to know you have that option. Although with the abuse and overuse of antibiotics, there are streptococcus bacteria strains that they're not responding to any antibiotics. So what are you going to do then? So first and foremost, silver. You're right. John, you're absolutely right. I not only began to give the silver hydrosol orally, you know, had my son drink it. He was old enough to hold it in his mouth before swallowing. You could count to 30 and then they swallow. But we had him soak his digits, any finger or any toe or toes that were an issue. And I think it was mainly his big toe, if my memory serves correct. So we had a little, I don't know, imagine if you had an empty little container, a little bigger than the toe. We filled it with the silver hydrosol, and we laid him on his belly on the couch and situated and just dropped it like you were dipping your digits in Palmolive, for those of you old enough to remember. Was it Madge or whoever it was, dipped her hands in the Palmolive. And it was like, oh, look, my hands are so soft. Well, we dip it in the silver hydrosol, and we held it there 15, 20 minutes even at a time. Did that a few times during the day, kept taking it orally. Now, that may have been enough, but as a homeopath, I also gave him phosphorus and heparsulfur calcarium, two most commonly prescribed and important remedies for fever and infection of almost any and all kinds. When you have a pus-like infection, you think more staph, but it could be strep too, and it could work both ways. If a child is very young and has fever, then you could do homeopathic belladonna. Now, you can also modulate immunity with other substances like beta-glucan. Of course, you don't want to respond and start building the immune system late. You know, we want to really hit it, have some direct impact. And the silver hydrosol, what's unique, the bioactive form of silver being the ion, has the ability to stop the massive growth of an infection. So there's two prongs what's happening here. It's reducing the pathogen burden in the body while simultaneously modulating immune response. Not everything does that. And so that's why you bring out the big guns. Okay? The silver, in my opinion, is the big gun. The homeopathy as well. You can do Rife, or you can do, now we have the Echo Water. You can do, you know, frequencies for infection in there. But again, pay attention. My wife and I were really watching this closely, as I want you to watch it for your daughter, so that it doesn't become a crisis that is very, very threatening, right, to her health and safety. Okay? Super Don, do you have anything to add to that? I think, again, these are the key things to hit and hit hard. Frequent dosing. Every hour I was dosing.
Yeah.
My son, and as often as
and I can. And gargling. Gargling if you can. That works well.
Yeah. And again, this doesn't preclude doing anything else to increase immune response. That includes increasing her selenium intake, those little 50 micrograms.
I was just going to say that. I think selenium might be a good
absolutely
as well, right?
The entire system is threatened when there's an infection like that. So that's why I don't think you're going to take lightly this thing, John. And I know you're asking from a good place, but I want you to take it very seriously. You have the medical thing in your background. You keep an eye on it if it gets worse. But hit it hard, hit it frequently. And do all of these things that you can throw at it and more that are non-toxic and nothing that I've given you possibly to take is going to be toxic to your daughter. So anyway, hopefully that's helpful to you. If you have follow-up questions, let me know. And we'll go on to, I think it's a story about opioids back in the news here. Obviously, we don't want you to use opioids for your five-year-old daughter with strep. That's not it. But this is interesting. This is a CNN story. And it shows you the scope, scale, intensity, disaster that is the opioid crisis. And, you know, in the meantime, you've got Scott Gottlieb heading up the FDA going, Kratom! We've got to stop Kratom! Really? That's what your response is to the opioid crisis? Do you know that opioids causing death, that is the chance or risk of dying from opioids, accidental overdoses here, has now surpassed the risk of dying in a car accident. And there are a lot of people that die in a car accident. And, of course, this also pales in comparison to other drugs and the rate of death responsible, you know, from using them, even appropriately. But, you know, for visual impact, the rate of accidents that result in death in a car are now superseded by the rate of opioid deaths, accidental overdoses, not even on purpose, accidental overdoses of opioids. And Scott Gottlieb, head of the FDA, again, regulatory capture much? Big pharma much? They're more worried about you using Kratom, which is really not proven to cause death in anybody. If it is, it would be extraneous or adulterated in addition to other things that have been done, just like we covered years ago about the ephedra scandal. Where if five people were really impacted directly by ephedra, it might have only been one. But there were so many other mitigating circumstances, but you always blame the natural substances of creation. You know, I wish if I was a comedian, it would be one of those, you know, funny phone calls to God. I think that you remember Ellen DeGeneres the first time, I think she was on The Tonight Show, she did like the phone call to God. Hey, God, what's up? Right? And it was a very funny kind of incident. It's like, you know, Gottlieb, call up God. Talk to God. Have a moment. Speak with the Creator, whatever you perceive that to be, and say, hey, Kratom, what do you think? Safer for pain than opioids? And I'm thinking, well, no, he wouldn't because he's a, you know, probably an MD or something. He's got degrees and they no longer believe in God or they don't feel like God is necessary. What? That which created us all? Not necessary. No. I mean, they got God complexes. So for them to go over the natural substances of creation and I adopt these synthetic isolates approved by the Fear and Death Administration that are now killing people accidentally, more than people are dying from car accidents. Man, do you need more to delegitimize the Fear and Death Administration and those who run it than that? Come on, really? Now, opioids, you can say opiates, we have opiate receptors. There are plants that address those things. Perhaps kratom does as well, but doesn't cause addiction, and it doesn't cause what? The shallow or breathing cessation to kill you that these opioids and opiates do. So I think we've got a strong argument here, Super Don. I don't think Scott Gottlieb is listening, though.
You know, I'm looking at the statistics here, mm-hmm. and this is kind of scary to me. Maybe I don't understand statistics as well as I should from a mathematical standpoint, but they're saying here that the lifetime odds of dying from an accidental opioid overdose mm-hmm. are 1 in 96.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
1 in 96.
It's only surpassed by autism. What, 1 in 40 or 1 in 36?
Yeah, but right?
That's
yeah.
pretty bad. What is it for car accident deaths?
Car accidents, 1 in 103.
Yeah, so it's opioids.
Again, those odds to me are like, you mean like if you put me in a room with 103 people, one of those people are going to at some point in their life die from a motor vehicle accident?
Right. Isn't that interesting? And then they say
wow.
1 in a million because they want to make you just think it's okay, but it's like 1 in 103. Who wants to go out in the car, right? Who wants to take an opioid? I think most people that are on them, hopefully they see that there's a way off of them, including homeopathy, acupuncture, kratom, CBD. There are a lot of ways to go. We cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Hey, a cruise to the edge of something. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
The idea of going on a cruise, Super Don, going on a cruise. I don't know if you've ever done it. We did it once. I've talked about it.
I've never. But no.
I don't know if I'd want to go on this particular cruise because it's a cruise for flat earthers. I'm not kidding. The flat earthers are planning a big old cruise. And I'm thinking.
Okay, now look. What? Now hold on a second, though. What? I mean, we know some people that believe in the flat Earth. And by the way, over on at the YouTube chat room,
yes,
we actually have somebody who's popped into the chat room here whose name is Sphere Earth. So Sphere it's Earth. Like we've got. Oh, look, and there's Officer Hayes.
Officer Hayes. So we look forward to Officer Hayes. We need. You know, you gotta defend the faith. They're flat earthers out there, true.
Now, we've got both sides here. Now I'm just going to say, Robert, why are you poking fun at flat earthers? Why can't they go on a cruise?
Well, they could.
People,
but
they can have fun and
listen. Only if the theme music was Point of No Return or Close to the Edge, right? Close to the edge would be a good one.
All right.
But the question is. I guess, and their theory is that there's an iceberg on the edges of all the, so you won't go over. But I was just thinking, you know, cruise to the edge. I don't want to fall over.
Right? Yeah.
So I just don't know what to say. I mean, you know, it's not every day we hear about a flat earth cruise. And the article is ironic in that they're saying that all navigation is done through triangulation and all that. There are no captains of ships that go around the seven seas that believe in that flat earth theory because they've gone all the way around.
And this comes courtesy of Mashable, where the author of this article obviously is being very snarky about the situation because they're saying here that the cruise, this is the Flat Earther International Conference is putting on this cruise, and they're saying that the only problem here, there's kind of a hole in the plan of the Flat Earthers taking this cruise ship because the cruise ship relies on navigational equipment that's based on a spherical Earth. So,
I guess
the problem that we've got here is if flat people who think the Earth is flat are going to take a cruise ship, how do they explain then the navigational equipment on the cruise ship that is designed in order to operate based on the theory of the Earth being round?
Well, I'm just looking for those who have hit that ice, the proverbial iceberg at the edge of the Earth, that have been on the boats that did that, said we can't go any further. Is there an iceberg? Does it go all the way up? Like if you fly,
well,
like a
no,
west
see,
across
look,
the Pacific it, versus east across to go around. I mean, do you
yeah.
hit something or I haven't
Listen,
investigated
here's the thing.
It enough? It, I guess.
Well, and I've spent some time just because it frustrated me.
Yes.
And there people have way. I mean, there are all kinds of different theories. There are some people that believe.
Mm-hmm.
That when you get to the edge of the Earth, there's something called a Pac-Man theory, where what happens, you remember the game Pac-Man?
Yeah, of
and it's
course.
Like when you got to the edge
yeah.
of the screen, there was
you
like
you end up
tunnel,
on the other side of the
you,
screen.
Yes, and so they believe that that's it. Then there's some other people that believe that Antarctica is actually the ice shelf, although we did have a guy that just traveled across Antarctica and documented mm-hmm. the
Yeah, there's some problems with
the,
that.
The
remember,
trip.
What I've said about the flat Earth thing is that there's something that we have in common with the folks that we're like, we don't trust a lot of the official stories, probably any of
right.
them. We have to validate
right.
them. But there's a point where you throw out any of them just because you don't believe anything anybody says anymore. And that's the point where I think it's a controlled, what did he say, a psychological operation in and of itself. Limited hangouts, controlled oppositions, where they kind of have people that are dupes within that to kind of foment this belief system because they know that a lot of people have seen through a lot of this garbage, but we don't want you to get onto the real stuff, so we're gonna take you off the edge of the Earth at that point. We're going to say, yeah, nothing is real. If that's not real, then
Listen.
Nothing is real.
We welcome everybody to participate in the show. I have just posted it to our Facebook, but I will make a prediction.
Yes.
Tomorrow, when we check Facebook, that will be the one post that has had the most activity
the most
and the
activity.
Most comments on it.
Right?
Yes.
Journey to the Edge. You know, the real reason I wouldn't want to go on the cruise ship because if it doesn't have organic and non-GMO food, that's my bottom line. But the only cruise I went on, we brought our own food. Believe it or not, they cooked it all week. All right, folks, that's how committed I am to this. I hope you're as committed in your own way. No, not to wear a straitjacket. No, you're not. Well, we'll be back with Dr. Batari of Advanced Medicine. Power to Heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.